Listen now to the gospel of Jesus Christ according to John. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw it and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look in the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting there where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she'd said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the good news. Happy Easter, everybody. I'm going to use my outside voice. I hope that's okay with Pastor Chelsea. So when I was on vacation last week, I spent a lot of time browsing in tourist trap souvenir shops, as I've done on pretty much every trip I've ever taken. This is not an unusual activity for a traveler to engage in, but for my entire life, I've always done so with a very specific purpose in mind. And so I made my way past piles of t-shirts and other tchotchkes in numerous establishments throughout southern Utah and northern Arizona in search of one thing and one thing only, a spinning rack displaying those little personalized license plate keychains. I approached it in each place with a renewed sense of hope and excitement, as if I were doing so for the very first time. I rotated it to the B section and got to work, even though I already had a pretty good idea of what was about to happen. Barbara, Barry, Ben, Brad, Brielle, Brittany, Brendan, Bruce. There was no Brent. There's rarely, if ever, a Brent. Thanks, Mom and Dad, if you're watching, for not naming me Jason like you'd originally planned. There's always a little license plate keychain for Jason, just saying. I've endured this disappointment many times over the course of my 50-plus years on this planet, and I've mostly made my peace with it, mostly. But this time was different, and by different, I mean not altogether bad. You see, my most recent spate of souvenir strikeouts led me down an unanticipated path as I was thinking about what to say to you all on this most blessed morning. They say that when life gives you lemons, you should make lemonade, and so when life, once again, yielded no tiny license plate keychain with my name on it, I turned it into an Easter sermon. This isn't really all that surprising, though, because life and faith really do inform each other in all sorts of weird ways. When I returned from my trip, I sat down to read today's passage from John's Gospel for the umpteenth time, and it's an incredible story. Like many people, I found myself drawn to the experience of Mary Magdalene as she stands there weeping outside the tomb, talks to angels, meets Jesus, without realizing that it's Jesus. Hears him call out to her by name, finally recognizes him for who he is, and runs off to tell the other disciples about all that's happened. Mary Magdalene is the first person to encounter the resurrected Christ, and this is a really big deal. But this time my focus kept coming back to someone else in the story. He doesn't actually get a name, which would have made it even more difficult for him to get one of those little license plate keychains. Yet we're told that the one known only as the other disciple is the very first person to believe in Christ's resurrection. And I gotta say, this is a really big deal too. Mary Magdalene arrives at the tomb in the early morning darkness of that very first Easter, and seeing that the stone's been rolled away from the entrance, senses that something's up. Noticing that Jesus' body isn't where it's supposed to be, she immediately runs off to fetch Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved. She tells them they have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him. So Peter and the other disciple run towards the tomb to see what's up. The other disciple arrives first. He bends down and peers through the entrance. He sees the linen that was wrapped around Jesus' body lying there, but doesn't actually go in. We're not told why, but I imagine he was pretty terrified. When Peter shows up, he enters the tomb and sees the same things the other disciple already did, albeit up closer. And then it happens. As John describes it, the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet, they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. He saw and believed, this beloved disciple did, even though all he actually saw was an empty tomb and some bits of cloth. He doesn't get a face-to-face meeting with the risen Christ like Mary Magdalene does. Jesus doesn't stand there and call out to him by name, "Hey, beloved disciple, look over here, it's me, Jesus." He saw and believed. This beloved disciple did, even though he didn't understand. Now, keep in mind, this is someone who heard Jesus preach and teach, someone who witnessed Jesus healing people, someone who saw Jesus walk on water and feed 5,000 people with a few fish and some loaves of bread. And this guy didn't understand what was going on that Easter morning. I have to be honest with you. I've never seen Jesus face to face. He's never called out to me by name. And I don't really understand what was going on that first Easter morning either. But the fact that that beloved disciple didn't get it makes me feel a whole lot better about the fact that I don't. And yet here I am, along with all of you, drawn together once again in this place on this day to celebrate something that surpasses our capacity to understand it. In the wee small hours of that morning 2,000 years ago, there was no dogma about which to agree or disagree. There was no angst about the church straying from the way it had always done things. No one had coined the word resurrection to describe what happened to Jesus, and the doctrine of the Trinity, God as Creator, Son, and Spirit, wouldn't be formulated for centuries to come. But there was the memory of a person who showed us the way by living life to the fullest, by calling us to love God and our neighbor. There was the stinging grief over a loved one lost. There was an empty tomb that created all sorts of confusion. And there was a newly kindled hope that death just might not have the last word. And maybe that's all there still is. A story and a calling, a complicated mixture of sadness, joy, and hope, and a mystery, always the mystery. But that's a lot. And maybe it's all we've ever really needed. And perhaps the whole point of this unnamed disciple's role in this strange story is to remind us that our experience of faith ain't really all that different from his. So live into that mystery, Peter, James, John, and Mary, oh, and you too, beloved disciple. Live into that mystery, Barbara, Barry, Ben, Brad, Brielle, Brittany, Brendan, Bruce, and yeah, you too, Brent. Live into that mystery, Aaliyah and Aaron, Zach and Zoe, and everyone in between. Live into that mystery today and every day, because Christ is risen. Christ has risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.